let's go to Matthew 13. Just an example. I don't have time for this issue, but you can do your research yourself, right? Matthew 13. This is the parable of the kingdom of heaven, right? Right? The first parable about the sower, right? The parable of the sower, right? In heaven, you're going to sow seed. Church. And also the other one is what the mustard seed, talking about the church. Of course, the kingdom of heaven is also inside our heart. You understand? For the choice that you and I made, and the question about why did God allow Adam and Eve to suffer, right, because of their sin. Quite often, right, when you and I, right, learn the let me finish this. Second time. That second time, you get what? What's the next one? Then after this, where do they go? After reward. Yeah. No, don't use heaven. Of course, later on, if heaven is used very loosely, right? Kingdom of God is a church, right? Kingdom of God church. When you die, you go where? After this. Actually, no, no, okay. Eli, okay? Where do you go here? Yes, and that's what? What they put in that word, what? Lake of fire. Okay, lake of fire is different, right? Okay. Okay. Anybody understand this? Yes, you have it.
So, hell is not the lake of fire. It makes sense.
Yes. Hell is not the lake of fire that separates. For example, when you get arrested in a for example in a town, right? You get arrested in a town, where do you go? Jail. What kind of jail? Huh? Yeah, holding cell, right? Like it's a town cell, right? Then you're waiting for what? What is that?
I'm sorry, yes.
Not yet. Yes, you have to wait for the trial. You understand? So when you get arrested, they can't just bring you to the lake of fire right away. They what? They put you in the city jail. That is Hades and hell. City jail, right? Then after that, you go to trial, right? And after trial, the judge finds you guilty. Where do you go? Yes, prison. The prison, is it like a city jail? No. Do you understand? One second. Do you guys understand that concept? It's very important, right? Because Hades and hell is a waiting place for what? To be what? Waiting, the second coming, judgment, punishment, then they will fight. Let's go to Revelation.
Let's go to Revelation. Look at verse 13, 20. I mean, chapter 20, verse 13. Revelation 20, 13. Revelation 20, 13. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in it, right? Death and Hades, right? Who were in it. And they were judged, each one according to his work. And then, verse 14, then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. You guys understand?
Purgatory. You understand? There's no such thing as think, what's the main purpose to do purgatory?
Yes, money.
You know, when I was a Greek Orthodox, so every time it's been like, when you go to the cemetery, especially Easter time, so the Greek priest would be out in the cemetery praying, right? Pray for those, right? That's in purgatory. So then you give $20. He say, oh, this is okay, give $20. Then you go to another person. Then he told me, pray $20. And then my father, she pay a fee, my adopted mother, she pay a fee every single year so the priest can meet the name of the relative that died. So if they purgatory, they can go to eternal life. Yeah, that's very, that is. Or the money making machine. The priests make plenty of money. The Greek priests make over $100,000 a year. And they get a house bought for them. Of course, they have a car and all that kind of stuff. Okay? Yes?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
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 I see. Yes, in somewhat you are. In somewhat you are. Because here, okay? When you die in Christ, this means you judge yourself already, and you are a judge already. Why? Because you die in Christ right now, right? Because the minute you die, it's too late. The minute you die, it's too late to do anything. That's why you're still alive. This is the only time you can do something about it, right? Because here, okay, so we die now by going to Hades, you're waiting, then your second coming, then you judge. You judge them for what? Why then we judge all the... They already know, oh, Hades and hell, why has to be judged? Huh? So why the criminal has to go to court to be on trial? Or what? Yes! Different level of punishment, you understand? Just like when a person will kill a person, right? They get pushed to 3 murders and things like that, right? You go 20 years, 30, 40 years. But here, don't think like, oh, my new sin is bad. I mean, it's not that bad, then I will, punishment will not be that bad, and it's okay, you can go there. No. Over here is all bad. But just different level. Anybody understand that? Yes?
It is different level.
Okay? So you die, and you go to paradise, you are waiting, then second coming, and then judgment, then reward. What kind of reward is this? Remember what Pastor Nate said to you already, right? You remember what he said? It's different reward, right? Some of you, reward is what? You guys don't remember. And I said way back then, I remember what he said. Some reward is what?
You guys don't remember? See if you can find in the Bible. Some people would be like the sun, some like the moon, and some the star. I don't know why I'm blanking out right now. I'm sorry, yeah, it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 41. 1541. There's one glory, anybody there? There's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from one another, right?
So this glory, what? Some sun, some moon, some stars, right? Okay. So when you are sun, what does that mean? Huh? When you are sun, what? What kind of glory is this? Sun? You're very bright. Understand? You're very bright. You're not seeing the glory so much. Right? It's so bright. Of course, if the moon is a little bit dimmer, right? Then the sun, then the stars is dimmer, right? But of course, don't say the
Satan took him down to Hades. And in Hades, he would suffer so much. But this suffering is so bad that he cannot describe it. At first, he only saw about 5-6 people in front of him. Then he saw another group of people very far away. And these people, they were singing hymns. They were so joyful that he wanted to go to the other side, right? And then he stepped forward. And the minute he stepped forward, he saw thousands of people in front of him. And they also want to go to the other side. But they cannot. They're all burning, right? All being tortured. And he saw Satan. He said, Satan is so ugly looking. He was so ugly, you cannot describe how ugly he was. That's what he said. And the torment that he went through is so severe that he cannot describe what it's like. So, of course, during that time, God's mercy was upon him. So that's why he was yelling and screaming, God, please save me. God, please help me. Then he felt the power went down to Hades and brought his soul back to his body. Then he got baptized after that, right? So praise and thank God, right? So this is very important, right? Because here, the punishment is different, right? And maybe some of us think, oh, what happened? I don't want a big mansion in eternal life. I just want a little hut on the border, right? What happened if you didn't put a little hut on the border? What happened? Huh? You won't think it, you understand? If you're able to a big mansion, you thank God you have a little hut on the border, you understand? Yes. And where does the Bible say that the body and soul were cast into hell? Where does it say that? So you say, do not worry about those who kill the body, right? Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. 10, verse 28. Matthew 10, 28. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Right? Soul and body in hell. So who is that can destroy the both body and soul to hell? Who can? God. Because God will be the judge of all. Can anybody understand this? Well, we die away. Oh, yeah. Yes. It can be very severe. There's no revelation.
That's why maybe you guys will see the second coming of Christ and poor you. I hope I die by then already. Because on the end days, oh, when the Gog and Magog is and Satan's being released. Yeah, let's chapter 20. Revelation 20. Revelation 20. Verse 9. And let's start from verse 7. Start from verse 7. Revelation chapter 20, verse 7. Everybody's there? Now when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison. Verse 8. And will go out to deceive. See, again, deceives, right? The nation which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is at the sand of the sea. Verse 9. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them.
So on the end days, what happened to the Gog and Magog? When Satan is released, right? What does Gog and Magog? Then what happened after that?
Yes.
God had to send fire from heaven, right? To destroy them. If not, you and I... What happened if they're surrounded? What's that mean when they're surrounded? On the end days that the persecution can be so severe that God will come and take us. Come back and take us. So every one of us, as we're still alive, we'll just, God will just take us up and our body will transform into incorruptible. And those who are not in Christ, what do you do? They just stay and die. Then judge them. Anybody understand this? Use the Bible. That is the choices you and I make, right? Use the Bible to guide us. We don't use the worldly standard, because the worldly standard is contrary to God's will. But the Bible is according to God's will. And there's another question here, talking about, right? Is it true that when Jesus died on the cross, does someone have a question? Is it true when Jesus died on the cross, he went to Hades for 3 days, like many TJ pastors say?
Is that true?
No.
And I never heard, I think the question, whoever wrote this question got a little confused, right? Because I haven't heard the GJC man have to say that Jesus was in Haiti for 3 days. How do we know Jesus cannot be in Haiti for 3 days? How do we know?
So don't think, that's why man picks out here, right, to be in here.
And that makes it true.
Do you guys understand what I'm saying? When you mix the two, that's when you're confused.
So here, when Jesus died, this is in the spirit, he died in the spirit. So when he went to Hades, Hades is not on earth, you understand? Hades is in the spirit.
So when you go there, for example, like I share with you, one at NYTS, five Satan came to bother me, right? And one of them grab a hold of me and bring me to a different world. And this world is full of darkness. And this world, women and children were screaming and yelling. You know, I thought I was there for a long time. You understand? But I think maybe I was there for 30 seconds. You understand what I'm saying? Because I suffered. I thought I was going to die, right? I tried to fight and fight and fight and fight. But physically, I was probably there for 30 seconds only. But spiritually, it seemed for so long. Do you guys understand what I'm saying? So don't mix the two, right? Don't mix, yes?
So
when did Jesus went to Hades? When? Huh? Not when he was praying. When did he go to Hades? I just told you. Yes. What does Hades mean? What does lake of fire mean? Actually, let's go to... let's go to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. First Thessalonians, chapter 1. I'm sorry, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, sorry. Chapter 1, verse 9. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 9. They shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. So what does it mean, Hades and lake of fire?
Without God.
You understand? Without God.
So when Jesus said, Lord, God, why you have forsaken me? This is the time that his soul went to Hades. Because Hades is, the presence of the Lord is not there.
Okay? That's why, you know, as human beings, we have no idea. Without God guiding us, evil will devour us, even as we speak right now. Because evil, they're all over the place. But God is the one that's sustaining us from being devoured by him. So that's why it's so important when we sin against God. Satan knows. When you and I walk and we feel God's fear, Satan knows. If you and I sin against God, no one knows. But the saddest thing is that Satan knows, and he will accuse us to God, right? So that's why for me, yeah, in front of people, I really don't sin, right? But in front of God, I have to make sure that I don't do anything wrong to make Satan, right? To make God's name not glorified. Why? Because Satan knows I sin. No one have to accuse us from sinning. Satan can. Because his name is an accuser, right? Okay? Everybody straight now? Everybody get that? So how long was Jesus in Hades for? We don't know. We don't know. So when the Bible say 1 year is, one day is like 1,000 years to God, what's that mean? Does that mean 1,000 years equal to 1 day? There's some people feel like, oh, they try to do everything. Like, oh, 1 day equal to 1,000 years. All this calculation is that, and when Jesus is going to come back, is that, no. When God said 1 day is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years like 1 day, there's no time and space. He is God. Kabish, you understand? Right? Okay. Now your brain is all very active now, right? Brain is very active. Okay, did Adam and Eve make it to heaven? Did they make it to heaven? What do you guys think? Did Adam and Eve make it to heaven? I think if they did, we just go and kick them. Why? What do you guys do, right? Bring sin into the whole world. Actually, we don't really know. We don't really know. Because God did kill an animal, put skin on them, right? So that's a sign of forgiveness too, right? But we don't know exactly, right? When we're going to know, when you and I go to eternal life, that's when we're going to see, hey, that looks like Adam. Hey, welcome, right? Welcome us there, okay? If Adam and Eve never sinned, what do you think the world would be like? Beside peace, joy, love, no death, no suffering. what else do you want besides these things? Because, yeah, it's hard to imagine, right? Because if Adam and Eve never sinned, this means we live forever. Maybe, wow, you're 200,000 years old. Like, oh, right? And they're going to live forever, right? You don't know what it's going to be like, but that is an if question, right? So it's hard to tell. Hard to tell. And I'm sure that this world will not be like this too, right? Because the world was also cursed for man's sake, right? Remember when God created the Garden of Eden? It was very beautiful, right? Very beautiful. And the garden just watered itself, right? Because every night, every morning the dew will come up and water everything, right? So it would be very beautiful. Okay? Any other question? Oh, okay. Yes, okay.
Quite often he's talking about,
you know, a Trinity, right? Trinity. Understand this by now? Okay. So,
okay. Let's go through. So, in the beginning, Adam and Eve got children. And after that, what? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob got children. Okay. And here, after that, Israelites, God chose their what? To be children. And during the time of Jesus, Jesus was the son. And also the Israelites also were children. You guys get that? And after that, those who Father, right? And this is the Son. And this is the Holy Spirit. So, is the Father equal to the Son? Is the Father equal to the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit to the Son? Yes and no. Yes and no. Okay. The no part. The no part. So the Father is not equal to the Son, right? And is not equal to the Holy Spirit, and right, and here too. When we talk about these three, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, there's not equal. Right? Where are we talking? Under time and space, beyond time and space. Under time and space, beyond time and space. Under! You guys get it? Under! They are not equal. And then, a Father also equal. Right? And the Son equal. When we say equal, what does that mean? Talk about under time and space, beyond time and space. Beyond time and space, yes. You guys get it? So when you're talking about, when Jesus said what? Before Abraham was I am, is he talking about the under time and space, beyond time and space? What's that? Beyond, yes. When Jesus said no one knows except the Father, not even the Son, he's talking about beyond time and space or under time and space? Under time and space. Do you guys get it? So, but when you and I go to heaven, right? When we go to heaven, now we go to eternal life. Who is Jesus? Huh? Jesus is God. And who is the Father? God. And who is the Holy Spirit? God. So are you going to see what? The Son, the Father, and Holy Spirit when you go to eternal life? No. Who are you going to see? God. And God is who? God is who? Who is God? Jesus. Do you understand? Jesus in the right hand of God. This means what Jesus said, that he's the mediator between, right? The right hand, right? Not the left hand, the right hand of God, right? So this means what Jesus said is, right, through Jesus, you will go to the Father. You go to the life. You understand? So as long as you and I are on earth, you're always going to see what? Huh? Yes, three. Why was Jesus, even though he died, but he still effectively worked in our baptism, right? In our salvation, he's a mediator, he prayed for us. That is spiritually speaking, right? Do you understand? But when you and I die, when we come to life, when we see Jesus, and Jesus is God. That's it.
Yes?
Yes. Exactly. What is Trinity? What is the purpose of Trinity? What is the original purpose, the origin of Trinity? Why did it come out of Trinity? Huh? Okay, salvation. What is the purpose of Trinity? Try to explain what? Relationship what? Okay, try to explain the relationship. But what is the purpose of Trinity?
You know about Hinduism, right?
You guys know Hinduism? Okay, anybody understand this one? It's very important to understand Trinity, okay?
So, actually,
Hinduism is way before, right? Comes way before. So what happened, if you Google Trinity and also Hinduism, you cannot tell which one is which. You cannot tell which one is which. They use the same icon almost, right? But you know, for Hinduism, the eye is really slanted. And all of it. Right? But it's still the same. So here, so they have the great idea, because what happened? Trinity, listen to me. Trinity is the true one true God. You understand? Trinity is the true one true God. Don't you think that, oh, Trinity, they try to prove three God? No. They try to prove one true God. Why? Because back then, when Jesus ascended to heaven, many people did not believe that Jesus was God. For example, like adoptivism, right? They believe what? Huh? Yes. They believe that God adopted Jesus as a son. So when did Jesus was adopted? When? When? Yes, in the baptism, right? When the baptism is adopted, it's like, this by the love of son. Well, Jesus adopted, right? Okay? So adopted. During baptism, okay? And when no longer that, he's not adopted. Huh? What's that? Yeah. When they say Father, I have forsaken me. So during time he's no longer adopted, right?
You understand? And then there's another one,
Doxicism, right? Doxicism. Doxicism. So this is very funny, right? Doxicism. They believe that God is only a shining, right? So he's shadow, right? Shadow. So now that God is up here, then he shines. This little Jesus. Okay? Then he goes through his life. Then there's a time that he was crucified. Then who was crucified on the cross? Huh? Who was crucified on the cross? Simon. How much Simon want to hear the cross? How much Simon? So what happened to shining like this? And all of a sudden, so Jesus came across here, but it's only shining. And what? Because a shining of glory cannot be crucified. So there's a time Jesus pretend that, oh, he cannot carry the cross. And then Simon carried the cross. Then Simon ended up being one to be crucified.
You understand?
Yeah, that is ridiculous, right?
But people believe in it, right? People believe in it. So what happened? So that's why they had to come out with Trinity. So Trinity, remember,
that's why when you listen to Trinity, you always get confused, right? They sounded that right. But at the same time, they're not right. Right? So in other words, Trinity, at the time of space, yes, they are right. You understand? Because it's free. Beyond time and space, they are wrong. And that's the problem.
Yes. Actually, remember baptism, right? In the name of what?
No, but remember, Father, right? Son, and Holy Spirit. You say that, why you don't say Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right? Is that what you're saying? We don't use it in what sense?
Yes.
No, we do use it. We do use Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And what is about Father, Son, Holy Spirit?
Yes.
You understand? We do use Father, Son, Holy Spirit in the name.
Right, let's go to Matthew 28. Matthew 28. Matthew 28. I mean, if we don't use it, this means we don't follow Jesus' commandment. You understand? 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name. This name, right? The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But the name is singular or plural?
Singular, right? So what does that mean, singular? It's one. So that means what? The name of the Father, the name of the Son, and then the Holy Spirit must be what?
What's that?
Yes, Jesus Christ must be what? But it's true, Jesus Christ.
Father is not a name. Holy Spirit is not a name. Son is not a name. You understand? For example, I say son. How many raise your hand?
Sisters are going to raise your hand, right? Sons. You guys are sons, they are daughters, right? And fathers. How many fathers here? No father. I'm an adopted father. I adopted my nephew, right? I'm adopted. I'm not really qualified to be a father. Right? Mother. She's a mother over there, right? So when I say mother,
Father's name is Jesus, right? And the Holy Spirit's name is Jesus, right? So you understand, we do use it. All right. Oh, my brain is tired. Let's see, what time is this class end? 11:20. Oh, it's right on time. Good. Oh, another question pertaining to this?
Yes.
Back then, right? Back then, I see it's not really no, right? Because back then, no one can say God's name, right? Because they're not holy enough. So only the high priest once a year go in and say his name. So that's why, you know, why YHWH, right? But that's not his name. But we know that in the beginning that the high priest know God's name. But of course, high priests are dying, right? So we don't know. But what we know now, right, is God's name is what? Jesus, right? Jesus, right? Jesus. And some people say, oh, look, you should not say Jesus, right? You should say Jesus, right? You should say what? What is the Chinese word? Jesus, right? Something like that, right? So, you know how many of you, what is my name? What is my name? What is my name? Buddy, right? When you call me Buddy, do I say yes? Yeah. You know what my name is? That's not my name. That is my name, but you don't pronounce it right.
What is your name?
Yes, my name. say, look, you can call Jesus Jesus, you can call Jesus Jesus, you can call Jesus Jesus, right? Just like my name is Rudy. Rudy, so some of you call me Rudy, some of you call me Rudy, right? Call me Trudy, whatever it is. But I know you're calling me, you understand? When you say the name of Jesus, you say, oh, you just have to call my name, right? Oh, right? Not like that. You understand?
So don't get fixated in that kind of stuff, right? Those kind of stuff. You can call Jesus Jehovah. It's fine. I mean God, right? You call Almighty God, right? Oh great God, right? Wonderful counselor, all this kind of stuff. It's what? To describe who he is. But his name is what? Jesus. His name is Jesus. But when we go to heaven, I'm sure like, oh, you've been saying my name Jesus, but my name is something else, right? I mean, I sound like Jesus, but it's not Jesus, right? Do you understand? Just like you always call me Vudi or something like that, right? But my name is Vuti. But when you say Vudi, I know you're talking about me, right? You know, right? Okay, let's take a break. Bow hand, please, hands.